You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Jeff Gleam is the new Associate Vice Chancellor for Development and Alumni Relations and the head of the SIU Alumni Association at SIU. He's only been on the job for a few months, but he's certainly had quite a bit to work on since then, so we thought we'd talk to him just a bit about that. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
So as we said, you've not been on campus for very long, and you've had quite a list of things to tackle. Can you tell us a little about yourself and what you're working on?
Sure. So for those of you who haven't met me or haven't read anything about me, I'm coming to you from the University of Pittsburgh, where I was the alumni director there for 13 years. Prior to that, I was at my alma mater, The Ohio State University. I worked in multiple roles there within alumni relations. And then prior to that, I spent 8 years working in the Ohio legislature for the Speaker of the Ohio House of Representatives. So had a great professional career so far, and really anxious to be here.
Tell us a little bit, if you could, about, you know, what would you call your status or the big projects you've been working on in your first few months?
So one of the things that I talked about as I was interviewing for the job is I really wanted to come to an institution to have impact and make change. And with everything that's going on at the institution, I just thought now's a good time to kind of roll up your sleeves and dig deep into what's going on and how have we done things today and how have we done things in the past. And to me, as learning what the culture of this institution and how our alumni feel about the institution is something that I've spent a lot of time doing. So in short, I've spent a lot of time listening. And I think that's important before you really start making change. I will tell you a couple of things that we're looking at. We are looking at making some changes within our board structure. One of the things that I'm proud that we're going to be introducing next year is we're going to be doing a national call for nominations. So if you want to get involved and you want to be involved at that level, there's going to be an opportunity for you.
Certainly, kind of branching out, getting a few different perspectives.
Correct. And one of the other things that might be of interest to you is we're going to look at our alumni magazine too. How are we communicating with people? And that's one of our primary tools, you know, outside of social media and emails. But I want to learn more about the value of the magazine and see if there's any way that we can reshape that as well and with our distribution of it.
Sure. One of the big projects I know you've been working on since you've arrived on campus would be the Day of Giving. And as we record this interview, that Day of Giving has just closed with a great amount in terms of donations, not just the monetary amount, but the number of people that gave as well. When I talked to Ray Goldsmith earlier this month, we talked about, boy, wouldn't it be great to hit that $1 million mark. And I think you can safely say that was achieved.
As of this morning, we were over 1.6 million. We had over 2,000 gifts, and the money's still coming in, and the opportunity still is there. And I think there was never a goal set. And you look over this is the fourth year, and it was, I think, 300 the first year, a little over 400 the second year, and over 900,000 the third year, and to get to over $1 million. Wow. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners, the donors, the supporters. I mean, I think we're all just blown away.
I know that it's not just a fundraising event. It's also kind of an awareness raising event as well. Do you really think that the message is spreading out there?
I really do. I think philanthropy, we're starting with our students, and our students are starting to understand this as well of the impact that they can have with their gifts. I think our communication and our messaging has been vastly improved as far as the importance of that level of involvement. So, yeah, I think the message is getting out there.
Sure. Another way that people can get involved or really see the visible sign of the work that you're doing is the Alumni Plaza will be officially dedicated next month in April. Is that right?
That's right. So one of the ways that you could contribute or give was through the Seleukia Alumni Plaza. We plan to unveil the plaza on April 24th in conjunction with the Alumni Association Board of Directors meeting. Really excited about this. I just, I'm kind of coming in towards the tail end of this project, but when you think about all the people that have been involved in this and the thought process behind where it was going to go and what it was going to look like, I really think, to use a baseball analogy, that we really hit a grand slam with this one.
Sure, and of course, people can come out and take a closer look at that once it's unveiled. It's
absolutely
open for everybody.
We're going to obviously promote this throughout the community. It's a community function that everybody's going to be invited to.
Sure. As often happens, we run out of time before we run out of all the things that we want to talk about. So about 30 seconds or so remaining. Anything that people ought to keep on their radar over the next several weeks?
Yeah, so I think most people are aware that we're celebrating our 150th year. So we're going to be closing out that celebration March 27th and 28th with our SIU 150 Gala. Just a kind of teaser here is on the 27th, we're going to have the GOAT Jeopardy champion, Ken Jennings, is going to be on campus and likely to get him more involved in some things on that day. Also coming up on April 11th, we have SIU Day at Wrigley Field. And we talked about the reveal on April 24th of the Saluki Plaza. And then another tradition is in July 25th, we're going to be have SIU Day at Busch Stadium with the Cardinals. And if I could, just as a reminder, close out with homecoming is going to be October 23rd through the 25th. And look forward to having an increased presence for the Alumni Association and hope to see all of our alumni back on campus.
Sure. Jeff Gleam is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Development and Alumni Relations and the Executive Director of the SIU Alumni Association. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
This is WSIU, and I'm Jennifer Fuller.